Today's daf is Yuma Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta Yuma. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Chaya Devora Bas Sarah Sprinza, Yeches Tinoi Ben Shoshana Bracha, and Bewa Bas Shendel Rachel. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus for Yeches Kul Shraga Ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibodel L'Chayim Toivim. So, Mesechtes Yuma, Kishmoy Kachi, deals with the halachos and the Divrei Haggadah associated with the Yom HaKadosh, with Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is one day a year, even in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Sveika de Yoyma of Yom Kippur. And primarily, what it is a Yom Slicha U'Mechila. The Torah says in Parashas Emor, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Ach ba'asol haChodesh haShviyi Hazeh, on the 10th day of the 7th month of the year, the 10th day of Chodesh Tishrei, Yoim HaKippurim Hu. It's Yoim HaKippurim. It's a day of Kapara. Mikra Chodesh Yilachem, ve'inisem es nafshoisechem, ve'kraftem ishal Hashem." The Torah continues and says, "V'chol melacha leisasu ba'etzem haYoim Hazeh, ki Yoim HaKippurim Hu lechaper aleichem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem." So Yom Kippur, at its core, is a day of Kapara. That's why it's called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's associated with Kapara. And the Torah mentions this idea that Yom Kippur is about Kapara in many places in the Torah. Just one other pasuk. In Parshas Achrei Mois, "Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru." So at its core, what Yom Kippur is a day of slicha u'mechila. Yom Kippur is also a yontif. It's referred to in the Torah as Shabbosoy. Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do malacha either. In fact, the Torah says, we just read the pasuk, "V'chol melacha loy sasu be'etzem hayoy mazeh." There's an issa malacha. It's interesting, however, that Yom Kippur, which is aser b'malacha, is not like Shabbos and it's not like Yontif. If someone does malacha on Shabbos b'mezid, if there were Edom and Asra, he's chayev skila. If someone is mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he's chayev chatas. If someone does melacha on yontif b'mezid, there's no skila, rather he would get malchus. If somebody does melacha on yontif b'shoigig, it's like doing any other avera b'shoigig. He doesn't require any kapara, he has to do tshuva, but in terms of doing something in oynish, there would be nothing. So if someone does melacha b'mezid on Shabbos, skila. If somebody does melacha b'mezid on yontif, there would be malchus. What if somebody does melacha b'mezid on Yom Kippur? So it says in the Torah, "Ki chol hanefesh," any person that does any melacha, be'etzem ayem hazeh, va'avadeti es hanefesh ahim mikerev amo, he's going to be chayiv koras. In other words, it's not going to be skila like Shabbos. It's also not going to be merely malchus like yontif. Rather, it's going to be in between. It's going to be a chayiv koras. In fact, the Mishnah says, in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, "Ein bein Shabbos liyoy makipurim, elo sheze zedoyne b'deyodam, v'ze zedoyne b'kar." If someone's mechal Shabbos b'mezid, zedoyna b'deyodam, he's chayiv skila. Misas bezdin, that's b'deyodam. If someone's mechal Yom Kippur b'mezid, zedoyna b'karis, he's going to be chayiv karis. So Yom Kippur, as it relates to the iser melacha, is more chomer than yontif, but it's less chomer than Shabbos. So from the Hilchos Shabbosin perspective, it's a tweener. It's somewhere in between. Shabbos is skila, yontif is malchus. What about Yom Kippur? It's going to be in between. But the point is that Yom Kippur is Shabbosai. Just like Shabbos and Yontif are Asur Ba'asiyas Melacha, that's what Shabbosai means. They're a day of rest. Yom Kippur is also a day of rest with its own unique status as being somewhere in between Shabbos and Yontif. But although Yom Kippur is a Shabbos, it's a Yontif, it's referred to in the Torah as Shabbosai, it's Asur Ba'asiyas Melacha like Shabbos and Yontif, but can move on. It's fundamentally different than Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Vikarasol Shabbos Oynig. A person is supposed to be in a state of pleasure on Shabbos. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Visamachto Bichagecha. Yom Kippur is the antithesis of that. Yom Kippur, it says in the Torah, "Ki chol hanefesh ashaloi se'una be'etzem hayom hazeh v'nichrasa me'ameh." On Yom Kippur, it says in the Torah, "Ve'inisem es nafshoi seichem." On Yom Kippur, a person is not supposed to be be'oineg. On Yom Kippur, a person is not supposed to be be'simcha. But rather, on Yom Kippur, a person is supposed to be in a state of pain. What does that mean? Chazal said, V'inisa means five things. What we know as the chamisha inuyim. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to bathe yourself. There's an isser sicha, and there's an isser tashmish amita. So Yom Kippur, in addition to being a yom slicha v'chaparo, it's also a day of rest, it's also a yom Shabbos, like Shabbos and Yontif, however, fundamentally different. Shabbos and Yontif is a day of rest because it's a very happy day, because it's a day of oynek, because it's a day of simcha, as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is fundamentally a day of v'inisem, it's nafshoy seichem. In addition to that, Yom Kippur is also unique, as Yom Kippur is a Yom Hadin. We say in the Sana Toikev, Barash Hashanah Yechasevum, Ubi Yom Tzoyim Kippur Yechasevum. The Ksivas Hadin, every single day, every single year is on Rosh Hashanah. It's on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And then 10 days later, on Yud Tishrei, on Yom Kippur, that's the Chasimas Hadin. Yom Kippur is also unique because Yom Kippur is a Zman Matan Teresenu. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down the first time with the Luchos, it was on Shavasa B'Tamuz, and he broke the Luchos. He saw the Yidden had sinned with the Chet HaEgel, and to save Klal Yisrael, he had no choice but to break the Luchos. Then he went back up to Shemayim for 40 days, and then again for another 40 days. And then finally, on Yud Tishrei, on Yom Kippur, Hashem told Moshe, Vayoymer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos. And it's for that reason that Yom Kippur, in addition to all the crowns that it wears, is also a Zman Matan Teresenu. Very similar to Shavuos. Shavuos is Zman Matan Teresenu. Yom Kippur, to a certain degree, is also a Zman Matan Teresenu. In other words, Yom Kippur is at its core a day of Kapar. That's why it's called Yom Kippurim. Kippurim Miloshen Kapara. It's a day of Slicha V'Kapara. But in addition to it being a day of Slicha V'Kapara, it's also a day of Shabbosoin, Shabbos and Yontif. Where Shabbos and Yontif is about Oynig and Simcha, Yom Kippur is more about V'Nisim Esnaf Shoy Seichem, but it's a day of Isser Malacha. What happens if someone does Malacha on Yom Kippur? It's more Chomer than Yontif, it's less Chomer than Shabbos. Yontif is Malkus, Shabbos is Skila. This is somewhere in between. This is going to be a Chi of Karas. Yom Kippur is also a Yom Hadin, Barash Hashanah Yechasevum, Ubiyom Tzom Kippur Yechasemun, and Yom Kippur also goes down as a historical fact, as Man Matun Teresenu, the significance for that, as we'll see, Miyatz Hashem in future raid bites, and that's because Yom Kippur was the day that the Yidden received the Luchos Shnias. One of the focuses of Masechtas Yuma is the Seder of the Avoida that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. And the truth is that today, what's the focal point of Yom Kippur? So we go to shul, we daven, some kehilas, you daven the entire day, but I think for many, the focal point is you're fasting. It's of course, a Yom Adin, but that's really the dogush of Yom Kippur. Once upon a time, when it was Yom Kippur, all eyes were facing towards the Har HaBayis, towards the Beis HaMikdash, because it was a very, very special day in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a very special avodah that was done dafka by the Kohen Gadol. In fact, there were avodahs that were done in Yom Kippur that weren't done any other day of the year. The Kohen Gadol would wear special begadim. It was a very, very big deal. We say in some of the piyutim and the avodah, we talk about the majesty of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That was very much the focal point of Yom Kippur, the avodah of Yom Kippur. The purpose of the avodah of Yom Kippur, of course, was through the avodah of Yom Kippur, that's how the Yidden got Slicha Mechila. The Kohen Gadol, as the shliach of the Jewish people, would enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would perform this very mystical avodah, and it was through that avodah that the Yidden would receive their Slicha Mechila. One of the highlights of the avodah of Yom Kippur was that on Yom Kippur, and this was the only day of the year, the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't just a place that was holy, but it was the Holy of Holies. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Kelim that there are 10 levels of Kedusha that were created on this world, and Gadol Shebekulon is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So within the Har HaBayis, and within the Azor, and within the Heichal, within all the Kedusha that there exists on planet Earth, the holiest place is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it was so holy that nobody was ever allowed to walk in. Even the Kohen Gadol, who's the holiest of all the Yidden, so to speak, even he wasn't allowed to enter frivolously. There was one day a year that he was allowed to go in, and that one day that he was allowed to go in was on Yom Kippur. So the highlight, perhaps, of Yom Kippur and of the Avodah of Yom Kippur was this idea that the Kohen Gadol today would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the reason that was a big deal was, number one, there was a special Avodah, there was a Keteris that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as we'll see, as we go through the Masechta, there were also Tefilos that the Kohen Gadol was mispalel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And a Tefillah, as you can imagine, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim has a special potency. And it's literally by Keah, all the Ilamis and all the Rekiyim. And there was a special Koyach for that Tefillah. And it was the Tefillos, in addition to the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that literally it infused the Jewish people with oxygen. And this was a very, very big deal. It's Yadua that the Vilna Gaon said that people make a little bit of a mistake as it relates to their understanding with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vilna Gaon said an unbelievable chiddush. He said, we're accustomed to thinking that there was one day a year that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that was Yom Kippur. Said the Vilna Gaon, that was true for all the Kohanim Gadolim. Meaning, all the Kohanim Gadolim throughout history, there was one day a year that they were allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He said, but Aharon HaKohen was different. Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. Any time Aharon wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could. However, there was one tonight. Ki bezois yovei Aharon al HaKodesh. If, as long as he did the Seder of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, it didn't matter what day of the year it was, he was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Said the Vilna Gaon, what's my makar to this? He said, because if you look in Parshas Achrimos, that's where the Torah talks about the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. So the Torah mentions right in the beginning, V'yavoy b'choleis ala kodesh mi beis la paroiches el penei akapiris asher ala aroin v'la yomus ki ba'onan eiro ala kapiris. That it's not, even the Kohen Gadol isn't not allowed to just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's very, very Kodesh, and as a result, you can't just walk in. When is Aharon allowed to walk in? The Par Ben Bakr Lachatas Vayloilo, and the Torah goes on and mentions pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, and it details the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur at the very end of the parasha. Meaning, at the very end of this perek in Parsha Sachrimoy says the Torah. So, when did this all happen? You know when this was true? When is this? This is supposed to be Achas Bashano, one day a year. Which day a year? But also a Chodesh, it's supposed to be on the 10th day B'Chodesh HaShvi of the 7th month. So the Vilna Gaon made a diak. The Vilna Gaon said that throughout the Torah, whenever the Torah tells us that there's a certain korban or a certain avodah that was supposed to be done on the Beis HaMikdash on a certain day, so first it mentions the day, and then afterwards the Torah will tell you what the korban was. If you go through Parshas Pinchas, we have all the different korbanos that were brought. You're supposed to bring this. You bring these karbanos. You bring those karbanos. Throughout all the parashas of karbanos as relate to mayadim, first the maye, first you tell me the day, first when, and then afterwards what? Said the Vilna Gaon, parashas Achrimos, first the Torah laid out the avodah. And then afterwards, at the end of the parsha, it says in the Torah that when is this all about? It should be in the 7th month, on the 10th day. It should be on Yom Kippur. So the Vilna Gaon said that why was the Torah mahapich to say there? Why did the Torah here first tell me what and then when? Whereas by every other carbon, it says first when and then what. So the Gaon said, Adova Noira. He said that Vaistois, that it's choluk. This parasha from all the other parashas of the Karbanas. The Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you could only bring on Rosh Chodesh. So for Rosh Chodesh, this is when you're supposed to bring it. The Musaf of Shabbos, you can only bring on Shabbos. And that's why it says, but the Avoid of Yom Kippur was not exclusive to Yom Kippur. The Avoid of Yom Kippur was something that the Kohen Gadol was able to do whenever he wanted. It was optional. If he wanted on any given Tuesday to go and do the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur, the Vilna Gaon said this was something that really the Kohen Gadol had a right to do. So if that's the case, he said, so what does the Torah mean when it says Yom Kippur? What the Torah meant was is that the that on Yom Kippur, on Yom Tishrei, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So it was optional to do it the whole year. But on this one day, it was a Chukas Olam. On this one day, it wasn't optional. On this one day, it was something that the Kohen Gadol had no choice but to do. But the point is, the Vilna Gaon said a chiddush that if a Aharon HaKohen wanted on any given day to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to bring the special Ketores and to do the Avodah, this was something that if he wanted to do, he was able to do. So again, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Daber al Aharon Ochicha, Val Yavoy B'choleis al HaKodesh, Mi Beis LaParoiches, Al Pnei HaKapores, Asher al Orem V'lo Yomos. He said, Val Yavoy B'choleis al HaKodesh. Aharon can't just walk in anytime he wants to the Kodesh. V'zoyseyavoy Aharon al HaKodesh. When could Aharon enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Par Ben Bakr L'chatos, V'ayilov, not on Yud Tishrei. This is the way he walks in. If he does the Par Ben Bakr L'chatos, the Ayolo Oilo, he brings all the Karbonos that are mentioned here in Parashas Achrimos. As long as he did the Seder Avoida, this was something, said the Vilna Gaon, Aharon HaKohen was able to do whenever he wanted to do. The Chayi Adam, Rabbi Avram Danzig, wrote a Sefer on Yerideya called Chachmas Adam. And at the end of his Sefer, Chachmas Adam, he dedicated a small Kuntres, it's a small shtickle to his son that Nebuch passed away, and he writes that Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, and his son Nebuch died at a very young age, and he was a tzaddik. So he says he wants to say a little shtickle Torah as it relates to Kapara. And the shtickle Torah that he said was this shtickle. He said he heard from his Mechutin, the Vilna Gaon. The Chayi Adam was a Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. So he said, I heard from my Mechutin, Hagoyin Rebbe Eliyahu Mivilna, who said this Gevaldige Chiddush, that Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh whenever he wanted, not only Yom Kippur, Kiyim Bezoy. As long as he did the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur, and said the Chayyad, with this Kasha, with this Yisoid, I can answer six Kashas. Ayin Shabbat's at the end of Chachmas Adam, it's a small Kuntres, I think it's called Kuntres Matzevas Moshe. And in that Kuntres, he goes on, he answers six questions. I'll just mention one of them. A question that probably bothered people over the years. The Parsha of the Avoid of Yom Kippur is right in the beginning of Parsha Achrimos. How does Parsha Achrimos begin? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. So this parsha was said right after Misa Shnei Bnei Aharon, after Misa's Nadav and Aviyu. What was the parasha? You can't just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when there's an anon on top of the kapiris. And you have the whole parasha, they say the Avodah Yom Kippur, 34 psukim that talk about the Avodah Yom Kippur. This is the Kriya Satoira on Yom Kippur by Shachris, because this is the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So the Chayodim said that it's a pella, the parsha. When did this take place? When did Hashem tell Moshe the parsha of the Avodah of Yom Kippur? He told it to him Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. Now, when did the Shnei Bnei Aharon die? They died B'yoyim HaKamas HaMishkon. Vayihi B'yoyim HaShmini. That's when it happened. What was the Yoyim HaShmini? It was Shmini L'Meluim. When was it? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that the Mishkan was erected. On that first day, Nadav and Avihu went into the Oyel Moed. They brought an Esh Zara, and what happened? And Rachman al Litzlan, they both died. Vayedab Rasham al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nei Bnei Aharon Bekarvasim Lufnei Hashem Vayamusu. What did he tell him? The whole parasha of Yom Kippur. So said Rabbi Avram Danzig, it's a pella. Why did he tell him the parasha of Yom Kippur? Now you want to say Val Yavi B'choleis Al HaKodesh Memelo, but why the parasha of Yom Kippur? This is not the time to tell me the parasha of Yom Kippur. You'll tell me the parasha of Yom Kippur in 7 months from now. That's where it's going to be negay. This was Chodesh Nisan. It was a Chodesh Hazel Lachem Reish Chadashim. So then we'll sit down and we'll talk, Shloshim Yoyim maybe, whatever it is. Then you'll tell me the halachas of Yom Kippur. Why did he tell him the halachas here? So Rabbi Avram Danzig, in his Kuntres Matzevas Moshe, said that Lefi, his Mechutin, the Vilna Gaon, it's half love a fella. Because this parasha is not exclusive to Yom Kippur, but this is a parasha that really was Negeya every single day. Ki bezois yavay Aharon al HaKodesh, that any time Aharon HaKodesh wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was allowed to. Lav Davkon Yom Kippur. So he didn't have to wait 7 months for this parasha. Adarabba, this is something that's negated before the 7 months. This is something that would always be negated. But the one thing, just to be clear, and that is when the Vilna Gaon said this Yisoid, he said it only with regards to Aharon HaKohen. He didn't say that any Kohen Gadol that at any point in history ever wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if it wasn't Yom Kippur, do the Seid Avoid of Yom Kippur, would be okay. What he said specifically was with regards to Aharon HaKohen. The question is why? Why was Aharon HaKohen different? So Rav Meir Simcha, in a classic Meshech Chachma, right in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, he says a Dover Nifla. He says that the Torah says that why is it that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So you can't just enter whenever you want. The only time the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim was when the Anon, the cloud, the Vulcan, when that was on top of the Kapiris, that's when it was okay. That was the only time it was fine. But any other time, it wasn't okay. So, Meisimcha Shteltzu a Sephorna. The Sephorna is in the end of Parashas Emor. In the end of Parashas Emor, you have the Parashas of the Menorah. So when you think of the Parashas of the Menorah, so you think of Parashas Truma, Parashas Tetzave, Baloischa Saneros, but there's actually a few psukim tucked away in the end of Parashas Emor that also talk about the mitzvah of the menorah. And the Torah says as follows: Tzavis bnei Yisrael v'yikchoy lach Hashem ezay ezach kosis lamar lahaloi thner tamid michutz la paroiche so edos be'oyel moyed yarech oisa yaharoi me'erev ad boikil lefnei Hashem tamid chukas noilom l'doyro seicha michutz la paroiche so edos be'oyel moyed, meaning in the oil moyed, on the other side of the paroiches, not the orange side of the paroiches, the other side of the parochus. So who's supposed to light the menorah? Aharon is supposed to light the menorah. Says the Sforno. Very short. He says, "Afal pisha hoisad lokas aneiros v'chein k'toyres atomik sheir b'koyin hedi l'doyres." He says, "Why did Aharon have to light the menorah? The Kohen Gadol didn't have to light the menorah. A Kohen Hedi was able to light the menorah. So why did Aharon HaKohen have to do it?" Says this Sephorna. The reason is as follows: Ki omnam kol yemei hamidbar, all the days that the Yidden were in the midbar, haye inyan hamishkan bechol yoyim ki inyanoi ledoyrois biyoyim akipurim. He says every single day when the Yidden were in the Mishkan, it was Yom Kippur. How so? Shenem aboy. Because what was unique about Yom Kippur? The Torah says, ki be'onon eiroi ala kapoiris. Hashem says there's a certain gilui shechina that happens on Yom Kippur. Ki be'onon eiroi ala kapoiris. I reveal myself in a cloud on top of the kapoiris. V'zeh, says the Sephorna, that matziv of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being in an onon ala kapoiris was true in the midbar every single year. In fact, it's a pasuk. It's the mafter in Parshas Pekudei. Vayichas he'onon es oyo moyed. Uchvoid Hashem mole es ha-mishkon. The last pasuk in Sefer Shmois. Ki anan Hashem ala mishkon yoimom. Ve'esh ti alay laboy. Le'enei kol beis Yisroel b'chol maseim. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak. That's the last pasuk. That state of ki ba'onon eiro la kapoira said the Sforno was true every single day in the midbar. Vayichas he'onon es oyo moyed. Ki anan Hashem ala mishkon yoimom. So said the Sforno, the reason Aharon HaKohen was the one that was told, you light the menorah every single day in the Mishkan, it's because on Yom Kippur, the avodah had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And the Mishkan, every single day, was Yom Kippur. How so? Because what's unique about Yom Kippur? Ki ba'onon eiroi ala kapoiris. And that was a state that existed every single day when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Vayichas ha'onon esoyo moed was every day. Ki anan Hashem ala mishkan yoimam ve'eshti alay laboy was every single day. It was le'enei kol beis Yisrael. Every Yid saw it, b'chol maseim, wherever they traveled. It was every day. It was to every single Yid. That state existed consistently when the Yidden were in the Midbar. So if that's the case, says the Sforno, so if it was a matzav of ki ba'onon eiroi ala kapoiris, that's Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, who does the Avodah? The Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. So that's the reason that Aharon HaKohen had to be the one to light the menorah. So Sedra Meir Simcha, I think that's pshat in the Vilna Gaon. That the Vilna Gaon held that Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because what's it totally in? The pasuk says, ki ba'onon eiro ala kapoiris. And the state of ki ba'onon eiro ala kapoiris existed every single day when the Yidden were in the Midbar. So if it existed every single day when the Yidden were in the Midbar, it's for that reason it was going to be okay. Rav Meir Simcha says one more, he says a lot more, but just one more knetch worth mentioning. He says, what would be the svara that every single day, theoretically, you could be doing the avodah of Yom Kippur? So he says, a davar nifla. We're going to be more familiar with this throughout the Masechta. But there were many karbanos that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. Most of the karbanos, this is a little counterintuitive, came to be mechaper for tumas mikdash for kadosha. It's the first Mishnah, Masechet Shavuos. It's Shavuos Dav Beis. Most of the Karbanos on Yom Kippur were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh. What does that mean? If someone's Tomei and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, if someone's Tomei and he ate Kachim, if someone ate Kachim that was Tomei, Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh. That's what it was about. So Rav Meir Simcha said that ordinarily Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh was rare. How often is a Tomei going to enter the Beis HaMikdash? So it was rare. It was rare. One day a year, the Yidden did brought the Karbanos and they got Kapara for Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh. But in the Mishkan, he says, I don't think it was so rare. Because there's a Shitas Rabbi Yishmol Masech Teschul and Daf Yud Zayin that says when the Yidu in the Midbar they weren't allowed to eat Basa Taifa. They couldn't just hire a sheikh in Masechtas Chulin and eat meat. The only flesh they were allowed to eat was basar kachin. See, he says, if a Yid wanted a steak dinner, what'd he do? He had to go to the Mishkan. That means Yid were constantly frequenting the Mishkan. If they were constantly going to the Mishkan, it's mistaber, statistically speaking, chances are there was more Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If there was more Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they needed more Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So they needed Avodah of Yom Kippur, not just once a year to get that Kapara, Ein Mo. No, this was something that had to repeat itself. Either way, classic Meshech Chachma, Kedarku B'Kodesh and Parashas Achrimos. There's a lot more to talk about on this note. We'll pick up a little bit more at the end of the daf. I thought it was worth mentioning as an introduction because, number one, it just gets us into some of the Yesoidus and Masechtas Yuma, but it's a theme that the Achronim work with, and it repeats itself several times throughout the Masechta. And on that note, Zok the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim, Koidim Yom HaKippur, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesoy Lelishkas Parhedrin. The Kohen Gadol would be separated from his house, and he would be brought to Lishkas Parhedrin. The reason was, the Gemara is going to explain, that he needed to be by himself, quarantined for 7 days, before Yom Kippur, before he was ready to do the special avodah that was going to be his responsibility on Yom Kippur. Umaskinen loy koyin achar tachtav. They would appoint a backup koyin. Why do they need a backup koyin? Shema yerabai psul? Because maybe this koyin, gadol, is going to be pasul, and you have to have a koyin gadol on Yom Kippur. You can't take any chances. So it's for that reason they would appoint Bezdin would a backup Kohen Gadol. So like this, in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol, there's always a substitute that was ready to kick in. Rabbi Yehuda said, Af Yisha Acheres Maskinoloi. Not only did they prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, but they also prepared a backup wife. Shema Thomas Ishtar. Because there was a concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die. And that's a problem. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper ba'adoi u'fa'ad beisoi. That when the Kohen Gadol brought his karbonis, it was mechaper for him. It was also mechaper for beisoi. Who's beisoi? Beisoi zu Ishtar. So it's ma'akiv Rabbi Yehuda held to have a wife. So what happens if his wife dies? That would be a problem. It would be a psul in the avoida. So they would appoint, said Rabbi Yehuda, a backup wife like this in case chalila something happens to the Kohen Gadol's wife on Yom Kippur. So he would be married through this other wife, and like this he could be mekayim the mitzvah of a chiper badei u'bad beisei. Amru lo yisad hachamim told Rabbi Yehuda in Cain, if that's the case, ein lo dav asayf. Meaning if you're worried that his wife is going to die, so you're going to appoint a backup wife, maybe that wife is also going to die. It's Ein L'davas Haif. So to be concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be Pasul, yeah, that I understand. Something can happen, so we have to have a backup Kohen Gadol. But if we're going to start being concerned that people are going to die, Ein L'davas Haif. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yudin, the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that they appointed a backup Kohen Gadol, Shem Yerabai Psul. No Machloikis about that. Rabbi Yehuda added, Af Nisha Acheres Maskin and Loi. And on that, the Chachamim argued, because the Chachamim said that, I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, but if you go down that road, it's Ein L'davas Haif. Regardless, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. The first halacha, again, was Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesoi Lelishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was taken aside. He was quarantined, for lack of a better word, and he had to be by himself. During that time, he was trained, and he was taught all the halachas of what it means to be the Kohen Gadol and the unique and intricate avodah that he was going to have to perform. But the point is, he was separated for 7 days. We learned in a mishnah over there. So where's there? The third perek of Masechtas Parah. Shivas yom kaidim sreifas haparah. 7 days before a parah aduma was burnt. They would take the Kohen, whose job it was going to be to burn the parah aduma, they would remove him from his house, and they would quarantine him as well. They would bring him into a lishka, into a chamber. Shalpnei abira, it was in the front of the bira. We'll see what bira means. Safayna mizracha, it was in the northeastern corner. The lishka space 7, hoisin akras. And this chamber that this kohen was put into was called lishka space 7. So again, before we go weiter, we're dealing with the kohen hasoyref hasapara. We're talking about parah aduma. The parah aduma was the red heifer. That was an animal that was slaughtered by a kohen, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather on Harazesim. It wasn't a carbon, but rather the purpose of the Parah Aduma was to take its ashes, mix it together with Mayim Chaim, and then sprinkle it on somebody that was Tamei Meis. If somebody is Tamei Tumas Meis, the only way for him to attain his complete Taira is if he would be sprinkled on with the Eif of the Parah Aduma. It's for that reason we're all considered unfortunately, today to be becheskas tmeim, because we don't have a parah aduma. And if anyone ever came in contact with a mace, whether it was b'maga or b'masa, or even if someone was in an oil together with a mace, he's automatically tamei, and there's no way to attain any taira without the parah aduma. And the whole process of parah aduma was a very, very big deal, and that's what this mishnah is discussing. The mishnah is talking specifically about the kohen that was soyref es hapar, not the kohen that shechted the par. We're talking about the kohen that was soyref es hapar. The Kohen whose job it was to burn the parah. He would be taken away. He was put into this lishka. Where was the lishka? It was al pnei habira. It was in the corner of Tzafoina Mizracha, northeast, and it was called Lishkas Beis HaEvan. So it says the Mishnah of Elam Nikrishman Lishkas Beis HaEvan. Why was it called Lishkas Beis HaEvan? Shkol Maseh B'Kli Galalim B'Kli Avanim B'Kli Adama. It was called Beis HaEvan because all the kalim, all the utensils that were used in this lishka were made of Evan. They were made of stone. My time, what's the reason? Kim the Tful Yom Kasha B'Para. The reason is as follows. Because a Kohen that was a Tful Yom was allowed to lehalacha engage in the Avoidah of the Parah Aduma. A Tful Yom is someone that was Tameh. He went to the mikvah, but he's not Tahar yet, because until the sun sets, until he has Harif Shemesh, he's still in a state of Tumah. A Tful Yom is considered to be qualitatively a little bit less Tameh than someone that didn't go to the mikvah. Meaning, even though if someone's Tameh and he goes to the mikvah, he's not Tahar until the sun sets. However, once he goes to the mikvah, there is a little bit of Tahar that takes place. In fact, his status changes. He changes from being simply a Tameh to now being a Tful Yom. Now, the halacha is that a Tful Yom was allowed to engage in the avodah of the Parah Aduma. The Tzedukim argued. The Tzedukim held that a Tful Yom was not allowed to engage in the Parah Aduma. And because the Chachamim so many times did things, lohitzi miliben shel Tzedukim, this is what they did. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, metamin hoyu ha-koyin ha-sayir v'sapar. They would go out of their way to make the koyin ha-sayir v'sapar a tameh. And then they would be toivel him. So like this, when he was Sayyid Vesapara, he was dafka Tful Yom. Now this is a chiddush. When we say a Tful Yom is allowed to be the Kohen HaSayyid Vesapara, that means b'dieved, it can be a Tful Yom. Like a Tchila, he should be a Tful Yom. Why would you want him to be even a little bit of Tamei? So the truth is, we wouldn't. But there was a special agenda over here. They used to save him, that the only time a Kohen's allowed to be Sayyid Vesapara is if he went to the mikvah and the sun set already. It's the kinulim. So, but the and they said, no, let's do it with somebody that's a Tful Yom. So says the Gemara, that being that we used to go out of our way to make the Kohen HaSapara a Tful Yom, so the Chachamim felt that that's a little bit of a zilzal. Right? We're being mezalzel a little bit in the purity of the Parah Aduma. We're purposely being metama the Kohen that's going to be involved with the Parah Aduma. So to counteract that, to kinul harabanim kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adama, they purposely use kalim that are unique in what way? The loy lekabli tumah, that don't have the ability to be mekabel tumah. Kiecha the loy lezalzel about, like this people wouldn't be mezalzel. Either way, this was a very long-winded answer to a very short question. The question was, when they took this Kohen aser v'sapara and they locked him up in a room for 7 days, the name of that room that he was locked into was Lishkas Beis HaEvan. Why was it called Lishkas Beis HaEvan? Shekol Maseha B'Kli Glolim U'B'Kli Avonim U'B'Kli Adama. Because all the Kalim that were there were Avonim or something of that nature. What's unique about an Evan? It's not Mekabel Tumah. Why would we dafka one Kalim in that room that are not Mekabel Tumah? Because we want to show that we take Tumah very seriously, even as it relates to Parah Aduma. Who was thought not? Oh, because they dafkin used to use it full yom. Why would we use it full yom? Lahitzim elibin shal tzedaykin. So being that we're using it full yom, lahitzim elibin shal tzedaykin, we felt that we need to counter it. That kula of dafkin using it full yom for the par aduma, we're going to counter by dafkin using kalim that don't have the ability to makabel tumah to show that we take tumah very seriously. So much so, we make sure we use kalim that have no means of being tameh simply because they don't have the ability to be makabel tumah. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, shivas yomim koidim on a similar note, we have a Mishnah Masech this Paro. Shivas Yomim Koidim Srevis Aparo, Hayim Afrishin Koin Asrevis Aparo, Mi Beisoy Lelishkal Shapne Abiro. And that Lishka was called Lishkas Beis HaEvan. Now, the Mishnah gave us a lot of information about this Lishka. One of the pieces of information was it was Tzafoina Mizracha. It was in the northeastern corner, the top of the Mizrach corner. What's the reason for that? Given the chatas, so parah aduma is a chatas. The chatas to unet tzafin. A chatas requires tzafin. All kachik kadoshim have to be brought bitzafin. Shchitas kachik kadoshim had to be in the northern part of the Azara. The Parah Aduma wasn't a carbon, but the Torah calls it a chatas. I mean that the Torah calls it a chatas. It has certain halachas as a chatas. And we say that just like a chatas needs tzafen, so too this should require tzafen. Now, the halacha of tzafen that we're applying is a very random halacha. Again, when chatas needs tzafen, it means the shechita had to be in the tzafen part of the azara. What we're saying is take the kayin, put him in a chamber that's in the northern part of the azara. Why? It's a zecher to the fact that it's called a chatas, and chatas requires tzafen. What about Mizrach? It says, al-noichach pnei oyol moyin. The Parah Aduma, after it was slaughtered, it had a zrika done with it. Now that zrika was done on Har HaZeisim, not on a Mizbeach. There was no Mizbeach on Har HaZeisim. It had to be noichach pnei oyel moed. It had to be in the direction of the oyel moed. Now the direction of the oyel moed would be facing east. So it's for that reason, tekinu l'rabban lishka tzvayna mizracha. That's why this lishka was in tzvayna mizracha. Tzvayna, because it's chatos and chatos. Albeit shchitas chatas requires soften. Mizracha, because it's going to require zrika. The zrika is going to be noichach pnei oil mayid, which is mizrach. So we make the zrika in the direction of the oil mayid. The point is, like this, there'll be an hacker. Everybody will know this is a parah aduma. That's why this kayan is locked up in this room right now. How do you know? Oh, tzafayna mizracha. Boom. Tzafayna, it's a chatas. Mizracha, el noichach pnei oil mayid. This somehow is going to serve as a hacker that this kayan is there from the tachlis of Parah Adum. Another piece of information that the Mishnah Masechtas Parah said was that it was, where was this lishka? It was al pnei habiro, in the front of the biro. My biro, what does that even mean? Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Bachan said, Dame Rabbi Yochanan, Makum Hayy Bahar Abayis, who biro Shmait. It was a place in Harabayis, it was called biro. This was some location on the Harabayis. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish had Kol HaMikdash Kula Karabi, the whole base HaMikdash was called biro. Shenemar Habira Asher HaChinoisi. This is David HaMelech talking. David HaMelech, he purchased the piece of real estate where the base HaMikdash was built, Dr. Rashi. So he was the one that prepare, he set the stage for what ultimately would be the Beis HaMikdash. Habira Asher Achinoisi, you see the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. Bottom line. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeis HaLishkas Parhejin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol that was going to do the Avodah, he had to be taken away and he was put in a Lishka. What was the name of that Lishka? Lishkas Parhejin. And we have a similar halacha regarding the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara. The Kohen whose job was to burn the Parah Aduma. 7 days before the Sarif HaSapara, he too was taken away. He was brought into a Lishka. What was that Lishka called? Lishka's Beis HaEvan. Ironically, we know a lot more about the Lishka of the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara at this point than we know about the Lishka's Parhejan. So the Gemara in the Kami Dafin is going to talk more about the Lishka's Parhejan. But for now, the Gemara asks, Minahani Mili, what's the Makar? What's the question? Rashi, Debayi Prisha, what's the makar to these two halachas? That shivas yadam kaidim yemaki purim afrishin and shivas yadam kaidim sreifas haparah hayom afrishin. Zok the Gemara, Amram and Yumi bar Chilki, Amram b'chasi baridam Rabbi Yochanan. So this answer traced itself back to the great Rabbi Yochanan. Amakra, Rabbi Yochanan said, it says in the pasuk, Kasher osa bayoyim azeh, tziva Hashem lasois lechaper alecha. Now, the context of this pasuk is the very end of Parshas Tzav. So, Parsha Shmini, we know, begins by Yehi Bayom HaShmini. It begins with the eighth day of the Shivas Yimei HaMeluah. It was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the first day that Aharon Abanav did the Avodah. But it was the eighth day, implying there were seven previous days. What were the 7 days before? They were the Shivas Yimei Meluah. The Shivas Yimei Meluah is discussed in detail in the end of Parsha Tzav. Those are the first 7 days, technically, of the existence of the Mishkan. So the first 7 days of the life of the Mishkan were known as the Shivas Yimei HaMeluah. They were unique in that during those 7 days, Aharon didn't do the Avodah, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did the Avodah. On the eighth day, that was Kara Moshe L'Aharon L'Levanav L'Ziknei Yisrael, and that's when Aharon takes over the Avodah. But the first 7 days are known as the Shivas Yimei HaMeluah, and during those 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did the Avodah. If you look at Mafter and Parshas Tzav, the pasuk says that Moshe calls Aharon uvanav, and he brings them into the oyel moed, and he tells them as follows: psukim that sometimes get lost in the shuffle. Umi pesach oyel moed lo yseitzu shivas yom. Moshe told Aharon and his sons that you're not allowed to leave the door of the oyel moed. You have to remain in the oyel moed for 7 days. Ad yoy melois yemei milueichem, until the completion of the miluim. Ki shivas yomim yemalei es yetchem. For 7 days, this is where you have to be. And then the pasuk continues and says, kasher osa bayoyim azeh, tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Pasuk then says, "Upesach oyo moyet heish for yoimam v'layla shivas yomim for 7 days yoimam v'layla." This is where you're supposed to be. Ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem v'lois hamusu ki chen tzuvesi. So this is literally the mafter, the last pesukim in Parashat Tzav, that for 7 days. During the Shivas Yemei HaMiluin, Aharon Uvanov had to be quarantined in the Oyel Moed. And then tucked away in the middle of those Pesukim, the Torah says, Kasha Osa Bayoyim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis L'chaper Aleichem. You know what this Pasuk means, said Rabbi Yochanan? That this piece of history would repeat itself. That just like Aharon Uvanov had to be in the Oyel Moed for 7 days, Kasher Osa Bayoyim Hazeh, just like this happened, Tziva Hashem, Hashem has commanded, Lasos to do, L'chaper Aleichem. This is something that was going to happen again. So when again in history would something like this happen? When again would there be Shivas Yemei Miluim? Where would there be such a concept that for 7 days we tell Aharon Uvanov, the proverbial Aharon Uvanov of that generation, and we tell him that this is where you're supposed to be? So Zokta Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you when this is supposed to be. When it says in the Torah, Lasois, Elo Maisa Paro. The word Lasois is referring to the Kohen that would be Sarif as a Paro, the Kohen that would engage with the Paraduma. And when it says in the Pasuk, L'chaper Elo Maisa Yom Kippurim, it's referring to the Kohen Gadol that was going to do the Avoid of Yom Kippur. So Kasha Osa Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem, Lasois L'chaper, Lasois is Maisa Paro, L'chaper, that's the Avoid of Yom Kippur. That's how we know Shivas Yadam Kohen Yom Kippurim Afrishim Kohen Gadol, and that's how we know Shivas Yadam Kohen Sarif as a Paro. I understand that you can't say the whole pasuk is all talking about the paradum. It's impossible. You know how I know the lechabrik sniff? It says lechabrik. The paraduma wasn't brought for kapara. The paraduma was brought for tahira. If someone was tummy tumas meis, so we took the efer of the paraduma and we sprinkled it on the person. It has nothing to do with. How do you know the whole pasuk is not talking about Yom Kippur? It's a funny drasha. Lasois is paro. Lechabrik is Yom Kippur. Maybe we're talking about Kapara, sounds a little like Yom Kippur, so maybe the whole Parsha is talking about Yom Kippur. How do you know that we're even talking about Torah Aduma? So the Gemara says, Amri, no. Rabbi Yochanan held, Yalav Tziva Tziva, Yad Gzer Shava. Tziva Tziva, it says over here, Tziva Hashem Lasis. That's what the Pasuk says. Kasha Osa B'yem Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis. Ksiv Hosam, and it says there regarding the Parah Aduma, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, Ashen Tziva Hashem Lema. Not La Halam Parah, just like over there, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah is referring to the Parah Aduma. Afkan Parah, so to over here, it means the Parah Aduma. Makam Prisha, Af La Halam Prisha. Just like you see over here by the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim, there was 7 days of Prisha, so to over there, there had to be 7 days of Prisha. Faith Gemara, Eivet Tziva Tziva Diyem HaKippurim. Wait, you think it doesn't say the word Tziva by any of the Pesukim of Yom Kippur? It says Tziva by Yom Kippur as well. It's a Mefurish Pasuk where it says the word Tziva. Zokti Gemara, Donim Tziva de Lifnei Asiya, Mitziva de Lifnei Asiya. Vein Donim Tziva de La'achar Asiya, Mitziva de Lifnei Asiya. The Tziva that it says in this Pasuk is a Tziva that's Lifnei Asiya. Tziva Hashem Lasos. First Tziva and then Asiya. By the parasha Paraduma, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva, and then afterwards, you have the whole parasha. As opposed to Yom Kippur, it says Tziva, but first it says Vayas, and then it says Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So if you want to compare Tzivas, it makes more sense to compare the two tzivas that are more similar rather than the tzivas that are less similar. So this tziva is more similar to the tziva of the Paraduma. Therefore, we compare it to the tziva of the Paraduma as opposed to the tziva of Yom Kippur. Maybe we should learn Gzeir Shava tziva tziva to all karbonos. Rashi, top line. Lahatzrich kol koyin ha'ovid b'mikdash prisha l'karbonos tzibur. Maybe any koyin that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, if he's going to bring a carbon tzibur, before he brings the carbon tzibur, maybe he should have to have prisha shivas yomim. Why? Because it says tziva in this pasuk, and it says tziva b'karbonos. Where do you find tziva b'karbonos? The tziva yom tzavsoy es b'nei Yisrael. And that's talking about all general karbanos. So you see it says tziva over there as well. Zok to Gemara, donen tziva mitziva. Vein donen tziva Tzavsoi mitziva. Tziva and tziva is the same word. Tzavsoi and tziva, even though it's the same shayrish, but it's not the same word. Freit the Gemara, umaynaf kimina. Is there a difference if one word is tziva and one word is tzavsoi? Thotana devei Rabbi Shmuel. We were taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. V'shava koin abai koin zu yeshiva zu ibiya. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva made a gzeira shava once between the word v'shav and the word uba. Those two words are not the same word, they just mean the same thing. And that was enough of a reason to be able to make Gzeira Shava. So if Vishava and Uva is enough for Gzeira Shava, then Tziva and Tzavshe should certainly be enough for Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara, Hani Mili Hechi, the Lekha, the Dami Le'av, Lecha, the Dami Le'av, the Dami Le'av, meaning that's partially you can make Gzeira Shava from the word Tziva to the word Tzavsoi. Of course, no one is
arguing that point. But at the same time, if you have a choice, I could either learn tziva from tziva, or I could learn tziva mitzavsoi. It makes more sense for me to learn tziva from tziva, not tziva mitzavsoi. So the bottom line is, how do you know, as it relates to the koyin asayir v'sapara, that shivas yomim koyim sreif v'sapara, hayim afrishin koyin asayir v'sapara mibesoi? The answer is, because the pasuk in the shivas yomim amalut, which mentioned that for 7 days Aharon Ivanov had to be locked away. Kasha osa b'yoyim azeh, tziva Hashem lasois. Lasois is referring to the avodah of Parah Aduma. How do you know? Maybe it means something else. No, because it also says tziva, and it says tziva, zois chugas ha-tayra, asher tziva Hashem as Moshe, and that's how I know. Just like there was shivas yimei ha-miluim, there were 7 days, b'yoyim ha-kamas ha-mishkan, so too there would have to be 7 days as it relates to the eifah of the parah adum. Okay, so that's the makar that the kohen ha-serif as ha-parah is mafrish ha-noisa mi-beisai. What about l'chaper elam ha-isa yom ha-kippur? How do you know that the kohen gadol, before he did the avodah yom kippur, he also had to be taken away for 7 days? Because we said it says in the apostle l'chaper. Now, what does the chaper mean? It means the kapara of Yom Kippur. Faith, how do you know? The kapara of the karbonis. Maybe it means kapara of other karbonis. There are many karbonis that were kapara. Chatos, asham. So maybe it means the kapara of other karbonis. How do you know which kohen is going to do the avoida that you should even do the prisha? Meaning, the Gemara says it's a technical answer. I could hear, maybe, but you don't know which kohen is going to do the avodah. Now, when were the kohanim determined? Like, how do you know which kohen was going to do the avodah? So the day, boy bayoim, they would make a goyro. We'll learn these mishnayos and gemaras and masachtes yuma. And that's when it was all figured out. Now, 7 days earlier, you have no idea which kohen is going to end up doing the avodah. Bishleim yom kippur, you know it's the kohen gadol. So if you know it's the kohen gadol, so shivas yomim, koydim yom kippurim, it's not a big deal. But on any given day, it's not something you can do. But the gemara says, I don't think that's a good taina. Amri, alam aloini boylei prisha. The Kulim Mishmeres based up. One thing you know, you don't know which kohen is going to do the avodah, but you know which family is going to do the avodah, because all the kohanim were divided into mishmaros. They were subdivided into bateyav. So take at least the kohanim that you know based on the rotation are going to be the kohanim that are going to be doing the avodah. So whatever, it's 100 kohanim. So all 100, you should be mafrish and mibesai. So the Gemara says, "Don and davet shekavu leisman, midavet shekavu leisman, lafuki karbonos dechol yoyme isnu." Now we'd rather compare a carbon that's kavu leisman from something else that's kavu leisman. The shivas yimei miluim was kavu leisman. How so? It happened one time. It was a one-time event, and it was certainly a zman gerama. It was kavu leisman. Yom Kippur is also kavu leisman, as opposed to the karbonis that are brought every day, they're not kavu leizman. They're brought every single day. And being that they're brought every single day, they're not kavu leizman. If they're not kavu leizman, so it's not similar enough to the miluim, and that's why we're not married by that. Frank Tigamav, Emer Regal. Maybe it should be Emer Regalim. Maybe it should be Yomtiv. Yomtiv is kavu leizman. It has a set time. All the Yom and Tovim have their set time. So maybe all the kayhanim that are going to do the avoida, possibly, on the Yomim Tovim, Mafrish Noisim Ibeisim Shivas Yomim before the Yontif, and maybe that's what it's referring to. It's Lachaper, so maybe that's what it means. Zach the Gemara, Don and Dovash Noig Pamachas Peshano, Midover Noig Pamachas Peshano, Lafuki Regolim, the Lab Pamachas Peshano, Ninu. The Miluim was Pamachas Peshano. It was one time ever, but it was certainly Pamachas Peshano. Yom Kippur is one day a year. The Regolim happened a few times. It's Shalish Regolim. You have Pesach, you have Shavuos, you have Sukkos. It happens three times. It's not Pamachas Peshano. Ve'im Regalechad, maybe we should pick one Yontif. One Yontif. Maybe it's one of the Yomim Tovim. That's Pamachas, but right, Pesach is one time a year. Shavuos is one time a year. And Sukkos is one time a year. And if you're going to tell me, you don't know which Yontif, I'll give you two good suggestions. Maybe it should be Pesach. That's the first Yontif. It's Bachodesh HaRishon. Maybe it should be Pesach. Or maybe Chagasukkos. Maybe it should be Chagasukkos. Sukkos has a lot of mitzvahs. And being that it has a lot of mitzvahs, maybe it should be Sukkos. Interesting, Rashi. Rashi is, why do sukkahs have a lot of mitzvahs? Sukkah, luliv, arava, nisachamayim. We just finished learning Masechtas Pesachim not so long ago. Feels like Pesach also has a lot of mitzvahs. But says the Gemara, maybe it should be Pesach because it's the first yontif. Maybe it should be sukkahs because sukkahs has merubim and mitzvahs. But the point is, there's two good options. And these are each yomim tovim, if they're looked at individually, that is a regal echad, and it's kavu leizman. So it seems similar to the milun. So how do you know from the chaper to be marbi yom kippur? Maybe be marbi one of the yomim toivim. So the Gemara says no. Eladon and prisha shivli yemechad and prisha shivli yemechad. At the end of the day, Yom Kippur is still more similar to the milun because the shivas yimei milun was 7 days of preparation for one day. Which day? Vayihi b'yoyim hashmini. Yom Kippur is also one day. I mean that it's one day, it makes more sense to compare it, as opposed to Sukkot and Pesach, which is more than one day, those are 7 days, so therefore it doesn't make sense, it should be that. Maybe it should be for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is one day. The Prisha Shiva Liyamechadu. So the Kemara, Don and Davish ain't Kedusha Lefanav, me Davish ain't Kedusha Lefanav. Think David, Davish ain't Kedusha Lefanav, me Davish ain't Kedusha Lefanav. The 7 days before Vayiba Yemashmini had no Kedusha. They were the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar. Meaning there was nothing particularly holy about no days. The 7 days before Yom Kippur are also, I mean, they're days and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but they're not Yomim Toivim. The 7 days before Shmini Atzeres is Sukkot. So these are days that have Kedusha Lefanav. So again, it's not so similar. We're trying to figure out what's most similar. Yom Kippur is more similar to Vayiba Yemashmini than the Shmini Atzeres. But the Gemara says, V'lav Kal V'chaymeru. I hear the distinction, but I can argue it's a kal v'chomer. What? How so? Hash the davish in kedusha lefanav by a prisha. Davish yesh kedusha lefanav like koshkein. Madach a yontif that doesn't have kedusha lefanav requires prisha. So a yontif that has kedusha lefanav, that seems to make it more kaddish, more of a reason that it should require prisha. So if anything, the fact that Shmini Atzeres has kedusha lefanav is more of a reason it should require prisha. So again, the Gemara's kasha is that how do you know to compare Yom Kippur to Vayiba Yom HaShmini? Maybe compare Shmini Atzeres to Vayiba Yom HaShmini. Am Rav Sharshia. Rav Sharshia said, "Lo, you know why? Hazek siv." It says at the end of the day, the word hazeh, kasher osa by Yom hazeh. And we learn from the kaza. It has to be similar. You're right, Shmini Atzeres is more gevaldik. That's true, but it's not hazeh. It's less similar. And being that it's less similar, we're going to compare to what's similar. Rav Ashi said a different reason. He said, I'll tell you why. You can't have 7 days of prisha before Shmini Atzeres. Because me, I can meet the ikar regular by your prisha, tafel the day by your prisha. How could it be that the ikar of Sukkot doesn't require prisha? But the tafel, Shmini Atzeres, yeah. The Gemara is referring to Shmini Atzeres as a tafel to Sukkot. The 7 days of Sukkot is the Iker, and Shmini Atzeres is the Tafel. So Zok the Gemara, can't be Sukkot for sure doesn't have it in Prisha. And Shmini Atzeres is going to have Prisha. I feel a mandama Shmini Regal Bifnei Yatsmi, Zok the Gemara. And even though there is a mandama that says that Shmini Atzeres is not a Tafel to Sukkot, it's not like some secondary component to Sukkot, but rather it's a Yontif Bifnei Yatsmi. And as it relates to its own yontif, it's an ikker. But the Gemara says, "Hani mili, this that we know yontif, that Shmini Atzeres is yontif b'fneyatz, but that's only regarding psar kishav. Psar kishav is an acronym for six halachas, one that starts with a pei, a zayin, a resh, a kuf, a shin, and a vez. Now, what are these halachas? It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, ayin sham. But the point is, it's only a regel b'fneyatz as it relates to those six halachas of psar kishav. Avle inyan tashlumin, tashlumin derishenu. But everybody agrees that as it relates to, generally speaking, Shmini Atzeres is viewed as a tashlumin. It's a secondary component to Sukkot. How do you know that? Now we learned in the Mishnah. Mishlo chag beyond the bridge and shal chag. If somebody didn't bring a shalmi chagig on the first day of Sukkot, choygeg v'hoylech kol haregel kuloi, you have the whole Sukkot to bring it, beyond the v'achron shal chag. And you can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Tain is the Gemara. How could you bring the shalmi chagig of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres? I thought it's a regel b'fnei atzmai. Must be that it's true, it's a regel b'fnei atzmai. But the scope of the regel b'fnei atzmai is limited to pei zayin resh Kuf Shin Vez, whatever those six things are, Ayin Rashi and Tosis. But it's not a regel bifnei atzmoy in a vacuum. The haraya, the shalmei chagiga that you didn't bring on the first day Sukkot, that you can bring the whole Sukkot, you can even bring on Shmini Atzeres. The bottom line is, Rav Ashi gave a different reason why it's not mistaber that the Shivas Yomim of Lechaper is referring to Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres at the end of the day is tuffle to Sukkot, and if there's no Prisha for Sukkot, which is the Iker, it doesn't make sense that there should be a Prisha for Shmini Atzeres, which is merely the tuffle. So what was the first daf in Masechtas Yuma? Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, they would quarantine the Kohen Gadol in the Lishkas Parhejin. On a similar note, 7 days before the Parah Aduma was brought, they would take the Kohen HaSerifas HaParah and they would put him into a Lishkin as well. Not the Lishkas Parhejin, but rather the Lishka Space HaEven, which was in Tzafoyna Mizracha, symbolism of Parah Aduma, it's a Chatos, that's Tzafin. They would do the Zrikis facing the eastern part of the Beis HaMikdash, El Noichach Pnei Oyomayed, that's why it was Mizracha. But there's a tzad ashava between the Kohen Gadol that did Avodah in Yom Kippur and the Kohen HaSerif HaSapara that brought the Parah Aduma. What's the commonality? They both had this halach of Shivas Yomim Koidin, Mafrishin Oysay Mibesay. What's the Makar? It's learned out from the Parsha of the Miluim. The Torah says that during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was doing the Avodah, Aharon Uvanim had to be in the Oil Moed. Umi Pesach Oil Moed Loiseitsu Shivas Yomim. U Pesach Oil Moed Teshfu Yoimim Velaylo Shivas Yomim. And that same Parsha says, Kasha Osaba Yemazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasois. It's clear, Moshe Rabbeinu said that this would repeat itself in the future. When in the future? Two times. Lasois and Lechaper. Lasois is referring to the Maisei of the Parah Aduma, and Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur. How do you know Lasois means the Parah Aduma? Maybe means something else? The Gemara addressed it. How do you know Lechaper means Yom Kippur? Maybe Lechaper means something else. Maybe it means all the Karbanos. Maybe it means at the very least the Regalim. Maybe it means Pesach, maybe it means Sukkot, maybe it means Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara addressed that. The Gemara is going to continue on this theme tomorrow, but just to end the first daf of Masechtas Yuma with one more ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Zois LeYaakov from Agoyin Reb Shmuel Yankov Bornstein Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Rashi in Chumash, in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, on the Pasuk, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boiker Yoim Echad, says. It says in the Torah, Yoim Echad. Zakr Ashi, if you say the Lashon HaParsha, grammatically speaking, Hayoloi Lichtov Yoim Rishon. Really, it should have said Vayi Erev Vayi Voiker Yoim Rishon. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Why Echad? That's the wrong word. Kamoisha Kasa, Beshara Yavim, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. Lama Kasa Echad. If you say Hoya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Bay Lama. Because on that day, on the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Yachid Bay Lama. Shaloi Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yoim Bez. Because the Malachim had not even been created yet on that day. The first day of creation, there was no Nivroim. Nobody. There were no people. Adam wouldn't be created until the sixth day. There were no chayos. There were no fish. There were no birds. There weren't even malachim. The malachim weren't created until the second day. So on the first day of creation, says Rashi, quoting a Bereishis Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad Ba'olamai. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad Ba'olamai, the Torah used the incorrect grammatical word. It didn't say Vayere Vayivoyke Yoim Rishon, as in the first day, but Vayere Vayivoyke Yoim Echad. This was a singular day. It was a day of Echad. In what way was it Echad? Lefisha Hoya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Ba'olamai. Because on that day, Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Yachid Ba'olamai. There were no Nivram on that world. Shloi Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yoim Beis. So Rav Shmuel Yankov said there's another Medrash on this Pasuk. The Medrash is in Bereishis Rabba. It's Gimel Ches. Vayere Vayivoyke Yoim Echad. Zok the Medrash, what does it mean, Yoim Echad? Shenasan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoim Echad. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Yoim Echad. Ve'eze, what's this day? It's a Yoim HaKippurim. Yoim HaKippurim is a Yoim Echad. Vayere Vayivoyke Yoim Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a Yoim Echad. And that Yoim Echad is Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankov said a Dover Amuk, and a Dover Nifla, and I think it's Yisoidi and foundational in terms of us properly understanding what exactly Yom Kippur is. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. The Pnei Yeshua says that we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. Yom Kippur is also the Yom Adin. What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? B'Rosh Hashanah Yeikos Seifon U'B'Yom Tzoyim Kippur Yeicha Seimon. The Ksivas Adin is on Rosh Hashanah, but the Chsimas Adin, the signatures, are inked on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Yemei Adin, but they're fundamentally different. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Ksivas Adin, and Yom Kippur is the Yom Chsimas Adin. But says the Pnei Yeshua, there's another very important difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world in Rosh Hashanah, he does so together with all the Malachim and with the Pamal Yishal Mailo. There's a Pamal Yishal Mailo. There's a heavenly tribunal, Malachim and Neshamas of Tzadikim, and they're all engaged in this process. And a Rosh Hashanah says the Pnei Yeshua, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world, he judges the world together with this Pamalia. But on Yom Kippur, said the Pnei Yeshua, it's different. On Yom Kippur, there's no Pamalia Shalmaila. On Yom Kippur, there's no heavenly tribunal. On Yom Kippur, there's a Yom Adin, a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world, but he's a Don Yechidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world by himself. Said the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We're going to learn it very shortly. The word HaSatan is Begematria 364. HaSatan is Begematria 364. There's 365 days in the year. So why is not Satan begematria 364? Says the Gemara. Because there's one day a year that the Satan doesn't have the ability to be mekatreg. There's one day that even the Satan is not able to do his thing. What's the day that the Satan doesn't have the ability to be mekatreg? It's the Yom HaKadosh. It's Yom Kippur. So said the Pnei Yeshua, it's lav dafka the Satan. But the truth is, all the malachim, all the srafim, all the ifanim and the chayas hakodesh, they all don't have the ability to do anything on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done yechidi. And all the different forces in the world, all these different powers, they have absolutely no koyach on Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are both Yimei Adin. Rosh Hashanah Yechaseivon, Biyom Tzom Kippur Yechaseivon. It starts on Rosh Hashanah, it ends on Yom Kippur. But says the Pnei Yeshua, it's fundamentally deeper than that. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges together with the Pamal Yishamayla. But on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Don Yechidi. Truth is, it's Yodua that Rameir Simcha, the Meshach Chachmetz, and Parashas Vayelech says that even though the Gemara says that for the Aveir of Chilul Hashem, a person can't get kapara until the Yom HaMisa, but said the Meshach Chachma, that he believes that during the Ilah on Yom Kippur, a Yid can get kapara even on the Chet of Chilul Hashem. He says, why? He says, because what's the reason that a person can never get kapara on Chilul Hashem? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges with his Pamal Yishamayla. He said, there's no way for the Pamal Yishamayla to tell a person, machalach, 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 on the Chet of Chilul Hashem. Because by them doing that, they're somehow belittling the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're saying, oh, it's okay that you are machal the Shem Hashem. Don't worry about it. Machalach. What do you mean? The Malachim don't have a right to do that. But in Yom Kippur, Rameir Simcha says, by Ne'ilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done Yechidi. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done Yechidi, it doesn't work through any intermediaries. It doesn't work through the Malachim. So if it doesn't work through the Malachim, a person can get Kapara, Ne'ilo, and Yom Kippur, even for the Chet of Chilul Hashem. That's what Rameir Simcha says. But the Pnei Yeshua says, not only Ne'ilo, it's the whole day. And that's Pshat in the Gemara that says, has Satan, that the Satan is only 364, not 365. This one day, the Satan doesn't have the ability to be Mastin. What's that day? It's Yom Kippur. It's not only the Satan, but it's the Satan and really all the Malachim. Why not? Because on that day, the Malachim have no kayach. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, that's the Tifkeit in the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidin Yom Echad. What's the Yom Echad? It's Yom HaKippurim. What's the Tifkeit? Hashem didn't just give us one day, one special day. Hashem gave us a Yom Echad. What's Yom Echad? Zok Rashi and Chumash. Lefi Shahaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Baylamay. Because on that first day of creation, Hashem was a Yachid Baylamay. Shaloi Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yom Beis. There were no Malachim until the second day. There was one day in the beginning of creation. When Hashem created the world, it was Vayyere Vayivoyke, not Yoim Rishon. It was Vayyere Vayivoyke Yoim Echad. Because there was no Nivram in the world. Even the Malachim hadn't been created. There was an unbelievable feeling and of Hashpa, of the Nisk of Hashem Levadai. Because there was nothing else. All it was Einoid Milvadai. That state of being v'niskav Hashem levadoi, where there's not even malachim that have any koyach, that repeats itself every single year. Yom echad bashana, hatnasan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu yom echad, ve'ezez yom HaKippurim. Like the Pnei Yeshua says, it's one day that even the malachim have no koyach. And that's why the Yom Adin is a different Yom Adin, because it's a Yom Adin that doesn't have to go through the intermediaries of the Pamal Yishamayla. Because this day is a yom echad, taiko echad, just like the first day of creation, when it was Vayere Vayevoke Yoy Mechad. It's Rav Shmuel Yankiv, and this is in a piece in Zois LeYakim, in Parshas Bereishis, right in the beginning, tucked away. He says, Ubudava ze yesh levayer. He says, Lefize, maybe it can be mevayer something. There's a whole Masechet in Shas that's dedicated to Yom Kippur. And the Masechet is called Masechet Yuma, or perhaps Yoma. But it's called Masechet Yuma. Now, what does Yuma mean, literally? It's a day. But it's an Aramaic word. It's Miloshin Yoma Tova LeRabbana. Right, that's what it means. It means a day. So he says, why did Chazal pick an Aramaic word to describe this Yontif? He says, go through all the Masechtas in Shas. He says, there's only one other Masechta that has an Aramaic word, Demai. He says, because that's what was a rabbinic word, Ayin Shav. But he says that really all the names are all Lashon Kodesh. There's one Masechta that's written in Aramaic. The name of the Masechta is Aramaic. It's called not Masechta Yoim, not Masechta Yom Kippur. It's called Masechta Yoim. He says the Pshat is because the Gemara says in Soitalam and Gimel Amid Aleph that we know the Malachim speak all the Lashonis, all the 70 Lashonis with the exception of one. Which one of the Lashonis don't the Malachim speak? They don't speak Aramaic. He says maybe that's why the Masechta was called Masechta Yom in Aramaic, to show that this day isn't just a day. But this is a day that even the Malachim have no shlita. This is a day that even the Satan doesn't have an ability to be mastin. Because this is a day that's Yoyim Echad. It's literally Vayere Vayivoyke Yoyim Echad. Nosan Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyim Echad. As in the Echad Lefish Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochad Baylamay. And it's hidden where? Literally in the name of the Masechta. The name of the Masechta is Yuma. It's an Aramaic to show that on this day, this is a day where the Malachim, who don't speak Aramaic, don't even have any Ashaychis to. This is a day that's 100% Veniskav Hashem Levada. So in the introduction, we spoke about all the crowns that Yom Kippur wears. It's the Yom Kapara, it's a Yontif, it's the Yom Adin, it's the Yom of Zman Matan Teiraseinu. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's known as the Yom HaKudosh. But really, it's also the Yom Echad. The Vayera Vayivoyke Yom Echad, it's a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yom Kippur. Just to end with one hergish, and that is the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Svarim very famously that a person has the ability by learning the parsha of a carbon, of Unashal Meparim Sfaseno, that literally by reading parashias, Kol Oisik B'Teres Achatas, Kilo Hikiv Chatas, Kol Oisik B'Teres Oilik, it's really a Gemara and the Menachas, but the Chafetz Chaim wrote about this very famously, about how real it is, and we don't appreciate it, we don't fully deher how real it is, that when you learn a parsha of a carbon, it's something that's very, very real. We're embarking now on a Masechta, Masechtas Yuma, definitely from the Mugishmaka Masechtas and Shas. It's a long Masechta, but there's so much here, but it's a Masechta where almost every single day we're going to be learning about Yom Kippur. We're going to be learning about Slicha Mechila. We're going to be learning about the Seida Avoid of Yom Kippur. We should be Zoicha that the Unishal Meparim Svaseinu of learning about Yom Kippur. Every single day that we learn another daf should be another Vayere Vayevoyke Yoyim Echad, a Yoyim Echad and a Yoyim Echad, and another daf, all of Slicha Mechila. You know, we say by Sfira Soimer, Harachaman, who yachzur lanu, avoidas beis hamikdash lumkoyma, amen tzela. So I was thinking, rachman who yachzur lanu, avoidas beis hamikdash lumkoyma? Of course lumkoyma. Where else are we going to do the avoida? We're going to do the avoida not lumkoyma? Obviously it's from koyma. What's this lashon, rachman who yachzur lanu, avoidas beis hamikdash lumkoyma? But it could be, there's a lot of ways for us to do avoida today. Unashal b'parim svaseinu, we can learn mesachtas yuma, and it could be as if we did the seida avoida of Yom Kippur, and kol oisik b'teres chatos, it's ge'ilu hikriv chatos, and kol amevi doirin l'tambut chacham, it's ge'ilu hikriv bikurim, right? There's so many gemaras where you have ke'ilus, where if I do this, it's as if I did. We have the avoida. We have the avoida. We're going to do the avoida of Yom Kippur now for the next 3 months. But our tefillah is harachaman uyachzalano avoida space amikdash umkoyma. The avoida that has to be dafkin the harabayas. The avoida that would require a kohen gadol. The avoida that would require shivas yomim koydim yom kippur mafrishim kohen gadol mibeisik. That's not something we have. And that's the tefillah harachaman uyachzalano avoida space amikdash. We have avoida space amikdash. What we don't have is avoida space amikdash. We should be zoicha to harachaman uyachzalano. Salon, avoid this based on Mikdash Menkai.